This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to prepare mentally before a conversation that will require patient hearing with a difficult person. A practical mental preparation system for staying calm and listening well. In short, patient hearing preparation is not about scripting what you will say. It is about calming the part of your mind that wants to defend, correct, or escape before the conversation even begins. Your emotional state before a conversation shapes your ability to listen during it. Preparation that focuses on listening, not argument, changes the outcome. A 10-minute mental process is enough to shift from reactive to ready. Definition: patient hearing preparation is the deliberate mental and emotional work done before a difficult conversation to create the internal conditions for genuine, sustained listening. It involves identifying personal triggers, regulating emotional arousal, and setting a clear intention to hear the other person fully before responding. There's a conversation I still think about. A colleague of mine, someone sharp and well-meaning, sat down with a notoriously difficult team member to work through a long-running tension. She had prepared, or so she thought. She had her points listed, her examples ready, her case airtight. Within 3 minutes, the other person said something that cut close to home, and she was gone. Not physically, but inwardly. She spent the rest of the meeting waiting for her next chance to speak. She heard almost nothing. The conversation ended worse than it began. The problem was not her intentions. The problem was that she had prepared to argue, not to listen. Patient hearing with a difficult person does not fail in the room. It fails in the 20 minutes before you walk in, when your mind is already building walls instead of clearing ground. This guide gives you a step-by-step process for mental preparation that genuinely works, not theory. A method you can apply before your next difficult conversation. Why patient hearing collapses before the conversation starts. Most people assume listening is what happens during a conversation. That is not quite right. Your capacity for patient hearing is largely determined before you sit down. By the time a difficult person opens their mouth, your nervous system may already be in a state that makes real listening close to impossible. The brain reads certain people as threats. It does not matter whether the threat is real. If someone has undermined you before, spoken over you, or made you feel dismissed, your system remembers. Walking towards that conversation, your body tightens, your attention narrows, and your listening posture closes down. You are already scanning for danger, not meaning. That is the specific problem patient hearing preparation must solve. You are not preparing to debate. You are not preparing to be calm in a performance sense. You are preparing your nervous system to stay open, present, and attentive in conditions that have historically shut it down. That is a different task entirely, and it requires a different kind of readiness. The one thing that must be true before you begin. There is a precondition that no amount of technique can replace. You have to decide, clearly, and in advance, that listening is your primary job in this conversation. Not persuading. Not defending. Not correcting the record. Listening. This sounds obvious. It is not. Most people enter difficult conversations with a dual intention, to hear the other person and to make their own position understood. Those two goals compete for the same mental bandwidth, and under pressure, only one wins. In my experience, across decades of watching this play out, it is almost never the listening. Decide in advance that you will listen first, fully, before you do anything else. Write it down if you need to make it concrete. This single decision changes the shape of everything that follows. How to build your patient hearing preparation process. Use the sequence in the 10 to 15 minutes before the conversation. Follow the steps in order. Each one builds on the last. Step 1. Name what you are walking into. Sit quietly and describe the situation honestly to yourself. Who is this person, and what specifically makes conversations with them difficult? Not in a venting way, but a clear-eyed one. Write 3 sentences, if it helps. This person tends to interrupt when I make a point. I find that destabilizing. I have a habit of either shutting down or pushing back hard when it happens. That kind of clarity. You are mapping the terrain before you enter it. If you find yourself spiraling into resentment during this step, pause. Name what you notice. I'm feeling angrier about what happened last time. Then move on. You are not trying to resolve the history. You are just acknowledging it so it does not ambush you midway through the meeting. Step 2. Identify your specific triggers. Every person has particular things that short-circuit their patience. For some, it is being interrupted. For others, it is a dismissive tone, a particular phrase, or the sense that they are not being believed. If you want to understand how to build the foundations of honest communication during tense exchanges, the work in how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is worth reading alongside this. For now, name your two most likely triggers with this specific person, not in general, but in this relationship. Then write a one-sentence response plan for each. For example, if they interrupt me, I will pause, take a breath, and let them finish. That is not weakness. That is a predecided action that stops your reactive brain from making the decision for you. Step 3. Slow your nervous system. The body leads. Your mind will not settle into patient hearing if your chest is tight and your breathing is shallow. This is not optional, and it is not soft. It is physiology. Spend 3 to 5 minutes on deliberate, slow breathing. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 2, out for 6. Do this until you feel a physical shift, a slight dropping of the shoulders, a loosening in the jaw. You are not trying to feel peaceful. You are trying to lower your baseline arousal so that you have room to respond rather than react. If 3 minutes feels like too long, ask yourself how much time you have spent rehearsing arguments that did not help. This costs less. Step 4. Set your listening intention in one sentence. Write a single sentence that captures what you are going in to do. Not what you want to achieve for yourself. What you intend to do for the conversation. Something like, I'm going into this to understand what they are actually experiencing before I respond to any of it. Or, my job in this conversation is to hear what is underneath what they say. Keep it simple and specific. Pin it somewhere you will see it before you enter the room. This sentence is your anchor when the conversation gets hard and your instincts pull you toward defense. This kind of deliberate framing connects directly to the empathy work explored in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. The bridge is built before you cross it. Step 5. Rehearse the opening exchange. You do not need to script the whole conversation. You need to know how you will open it and how you will respond in the first 60 seconds, because that is when reactive patterns tend to take hold. Decide on your opening sentence. Something direct and non-combative. I wanted to make some time for us to talk through what has been happening. I am genuinely interested in hearing how you see it. Practice saying it aloud. Once. Hear the tone in your own voice. Then think about the first difficult thing they are likely to say, because you probably know what it is. Decide how you will respond. Not what you will say back, but what you will do first. Pause, nod, let them continue. Patient hearing begins in that first moment, before your intellect has caught up with the situation. Step 6. Clear the practical ground. Patient hearing is nearly impossible when you are physically distracted or time pressured. Before the conversation, silence your phone, close your laptop, and close the door. If you are in a remote setting, turn off notifications and find a quiet space. These are not trivial courtesies. They are commitments to the quality of your attention. For those working through challenges in distributed teams, the dynamics of patient hearing in remote settings need specific thought. The absence of physical cues makes it harder to register when someone is building to something important, and easier to let your mind wander. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy addresses the practical mechanics of opening these exchanges, whether in person or remote. Also make sure you have enough time. If you're squeezed between two meetings, your nervous system will push you to resolve things quickly, and patient hearing requires time to breathe. Build in a buffer. Difficult conversations that are rushed do not close well, and the cost of reopening them is always higher than the time saved. Step 7. Release the need for a particular outcome. This is the hardest step and the most important one. Walk in without a fixed picture of what the conversation must produce. You can have hopes. You can have a direction you are working toward. But if you're clutching a specific outcome, you will filter everything you hear through whether it moves toward that outcome or away from it. That is not patient hearing. That is negotiation dressed up as listening. Let go of the result, at least for the first part of the conversation. Your job in the opening phase is to understand, not to steer. The understanding, when it is genuine, creates conditions for far better outcomes than the ones you could have scripted in advance. When the difficult person is chronically hostile, the preparation steps above assume a difficult conversation, not necessarily a hostile person. Some people you work with are genuinely combative, persistently dismissive, or prone to personal attacks. The preparation process stays the same, but two things need adjusting. First, your intention statement in step 4 needs to include a boundary. I'm going in to understand their perspective, and I will name it calmly if the conversation becomes disrespectful. Write both parts, the listening intention and the boundary. Holding both at once is a form of strength, not contradiction. Second, extend your nervous system work in step 3. Give yourself longer. If this person reliably activates a strong threat response in you, a 3-minute breathing exercise may not be enough. 10 minutes of grounded quiet, or a short walk before you sit down, will serve you better for conversations where the team dynamic is part of the problem. Why avoiding difficult conversations is a hidden enemy of team synergy speaks directly to what accumulates when these exchanges are postponed. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What goes wrong when people prepare the wrong way? 3 patterns derail patient hearing preparation more than any others. The mistake: spending preparation time rehearsing arguments. Why it happens: it feels productive. It feels like you're getting ready. What to do instead? Notice the difference between preparing to speak and preparing to listen. When you catch yourself building your case, pause and return to your listening intention. The mistake: telling yourself you are fine when you are not. Why it happens: acknowledging anger or anxiety feels like weakness, or like giving the other person power over you. What to do instead? Name what you are actually feeling in step 1. You cannot manage what you will not acknowledge. The naming settles it. The denial keeps it live. The mistake: skipping the physical grounding and going straight to mental preparation. Why it happens: it feels unnecessary, even indulgent. What to do instead? Treat it as the foundation it is. Your body's arousal state sets the ceiling for your listening capacity. No amount of good intentions overrides a flooded nervous system. For broader perspective on the role of feedback and honest exchange in these dynamics, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it offers a companion framework worth applying once the conversation is underway. Your pre-conversation patient hearing checklist. Run through this in the 10 minutes before any difficult conversation that requires genuine, sustained listening. Number 1. I have named specifically what makes this person difficult for me to hear, and I have not dressed it up as their problem alone. Number 2. I have identified my 2 most likely trigger points, and I have a pre-decided response to each. Number 3. I have spent at least 3 minutes on slow, deliberate breathing, and I feel a physical shift in my baseline. Number 4. I have written a single listening intention sentence, and I have it in front of me or committed to memory. Number 5. I have rehearsed my opening sentence aloud, and I know what I will do in the first 60 seconds. Number 6. I have removed practical distractions, phone silent, notifications off, enough time allocated. Number 7. I have released my grip on a fixed outcome for this conversation. I am going in to understand first. If you can answer yes to each of these, you are not going in hoping for the best. You are going in prepared. That is a different thing entirely. The checklist above pairs well with the work of closing these conversations well. How to close a difficult team conversation in a way that locks in synergy gains picks up where this process ends. The ground you prepare is the ground you stand on. Here is the truth of it. You cannot control what a difficult person brings into a conversation. You cannot control their tone, their history, or their willingness to engage. What you can control is the quality of attention you bring, and that quality is built before you enter the room. Patient hearing preparation is not a performance. It is not about appearing calm while you churn inside. It is genuine internal redness and nervous system that has been given a chance to settle, a mind that has been given a clear intention, and a body that has been given a few minutes of quiet before the work begins. Every element of what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy depends on someone in the room being capable of this kind of grounded presence. In my 60 years of navigating difficult relationships, I have not found a shortcut. But I have found that 10 well-used minutes before a hard conversation are worth more than an hour of analysis after one that went wrong. Do the preparation. Earn the ground you stand on. Then go in and listen like it matters, because it does. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing preparation? Patient hearing preparation is the deliberate mental and emotional work you do before entering a difficult conversation. It involves calming your nervous system, identifying your triggers, and setting a clear intention to listen without interrupting or reacting. It gives you the best chance of hearing what the other person actually means. How do you prepare mentally for a conversation with a difficult person? Start by identifying what typically triggers you in conversations with this person. Then ground your body through slow breathing, set a clear intention to listen before responding, and rehearse the opening exchange in your head. Give yourself at least 10 minutes of quiet before the conversation begins. Why does patient hearing feel so hard with certain people? Difficult people often activate your defensive instincts before a word is spoken. History, tone, and past conflict create anticipation of attack, which floods your nervous system before the conversation starts. Preparation interrupts that cycle before it takes hold. How long should patient hearing preparation take? 10 to 15 minutes is usually enough. The goal is not perfection, but a calmer baseline. A brief grounding exercise, a written intention, and a moment of quiet will do more than an hour of anxious rehearsal. Can patient hearing preparation help even when the other person is hostile? Yes, because preparation changes what you bring into the room, not what they bring. You cannot control their behavior. You can control whether you arrive flooded and reactive or grounded and ready to listen. That difference shapes the entire conversation. What is the biggest mistake people make before a difficult conversation? The biggest mistake is rehearsing arguments rather than practicing listening. Most people spend their preparation time building their case and anticipating attacks. That activates your defensive mindset and shuts down the open, patient attention that difficult conversations actually require. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbookthorn.com to get your copy.